We find at the end of this week's parsha, the parsha of the Mizbeach HaKetores. The question is raised by the Mefarshim, the Ramban, the Sipur, and others, why the Torah waited until the parsha, the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, to tell us about the Mizbeach HaKetores, and why wasn't it brought together with the other Klei HaMikdash and the other Mizbeach in Parshas Terumah. We will focus in Yetz Hashem specifically on what the Sipurna says, which we'll soon see. Another couple of ha'aras on this parsha. The Mefarshim already are ma'orer that there was a Zer Zohav dafka on the Mizbeach HaKeteres, but there was no Zer on the Mizbeach HaNechashis. Why is that? What's unique? What's special about the Mizbeach HaKeteres over the Mizbeach HaNechashis? The Dafka, the Mizbeach HaKeteres, has a Zer Zohov and the Mizbeach HaNechashis doesn't. Also, I saw brought down that the Zohar asks that why is this Mizbeach HaZohov in fact called a Mizbeach? Shem Mizbeach is that the Zvochim that you're Zveich there. And we don't find that anything was sacrificed on the Mizbeach HaKeteres. Another Hara, we have in the Parsha here of Mizbeach HaKeteres, Vehikter Olavar and HaKeteres Asamim, Babaker, Babaker, Behetivo Yisaneiro Yisyaktirena. It would seem from the Seder of this Pasuk that there's a Shaychus, there's a Kesher between Taras Asamim and Heitiva Yisaneiros and the Neiros. What's the Kesher between the Neiros and the Keteiros? We'll start with the words of the Sipurna. Sipurna writes as follows. V'leihuzker zeh ha-mizbeach im shara kelim b'parshas Truma. Why does it not mention this Mizbeach with the other Caleb in Parshas Truma? He lehaisa a kavana boy, because the matara of this Mizbeach, its tachlis was not lahashkin hakeli yizbarach b'teichenu. Shehoye ha'inyin b'shar hakelim, ki omroi v'shachanti b'seicham, ki chol asher animara ha'ischa es tabnis ha'mishkan es tabnis kalkelov. A function of the Mishkan was lahashreis ha'shchina. The Mizbeach HaKeteres was not for that purpose. The other Kelim Klei HaMishkan were. V'gam also lahaya inyanei lahayrid mare kvoidoi v'bayis k'inyan maisa korbanos. It also wasn't. Its tachlis was not to bring down the mare kvoid Hashem to the Mishkan, as was the tachlis of other korbanos. K'amrei v'nei adeti shomel v'nei Yisrael. So it wasn't for Hashras Hashchina. It wasn't, in other words, it wasn't to make a place roy for the Eibishter to be Sheikhin b'Seichenu. It wasn't to bring the Eibishter down b'Seichenu. So what was it? Aval hoya inyan zeha mizbeach zokta sipurna. L'chabed es hokeil yizbarach. Achrei boyoi l'kabel b'rotzen avay desamay b'korbonis habayker v'ho erev. Well, the shacher ponov b'mincha ktana al derech havu l'Hashem kvoid shemoy su'u mincha ubo'u l'fonov. Kan l'shayin. The purpose of the Mizbeach HaKeteres was not to bring the Eibishter down b'seichenu or to be mashkin, to make a mokum, a mishkan, for a proper dwelling place for the Eibishter to dwell in our midst. That was the tachlis of the other Klei HaMishkan. That was the tachlis of Karbanos. The tachlis of this was one thing and one thing alone. The shacher palaponov b'mincha ktana. The Eibishter came. You brought the Eibishter. But there's a mincha ktana, a matana ktana you give the Eibishter with the keteres. It's like the gesture, se'u mincha ubal lefanov. You come with a gift. You come bearing the gift of the Keteres. Obviously, we have to understand what's the nature, what's the aimic of this gift of the Keteres. But one very interesting thing we see right away, that there's a fundamental distinction between the Keteris and other Karbonas. Other Karbonas that you're makriv on a Mizbeach, so then there's the Avodis, there's the Avodis of the Hakrova of the Karbon is the Iker. Right, the Reach Nichoyach might be the result, but the Hakrova is the Iker. The Avodis HaKarbon are the Iker, bringing, being makriv the Karbon on the Mizbeach. The Keteris, it's not a Hakrova of a Karbon, because you're not bringing, doing anything Ve'etzim in terms of that, bringing the Rabbeinu Shel Olam closer to you, none of that. What is it? It's a matana. What does that mean? The Keteris, the Reach HaKeteris is ki'ilu a matana to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Other Karbonas, the Tachlis, Kishahula Atzma, is the Etzim Aveda of the Hakrova of the Karbonas. And in Keteris, the matana is the Reach HaKeteris that you created by burning the Keteris. But it's the Reach HaKeteris. Be'etzim is the Taichin of Pasuk. Pasuk says, Yasimu k'toira be'apecha v'cholil amuzbechecha. Cholil is the carbon that's cholil, that's a oila. So it's very interesting how the Pasuk describes it. Cholil amuzbechecha. You bring a carbon oila, you're makter the oila, you're makriv the oila on the mizbeach. Now what's Keteira? Not called Yasimu Keteira al Mizbeach HaKeteira. Yasimu Keteira be'apecho v'cholil al Mizbechecho. Cholil al Mizbechecho is the Avodas HaKorbanos, are the Avodas Mitzar Atzmam, so that's on the Korban. That is Cholil al Mizbechecho, that's the Iker. But the Iker of Keteira is Keteira be'apecho, the Ke'ilu, you're giving the smell of the Keteira to the Eibishter. That's this distinction between the Avodah of Keteris and Shara Avodah HaKorbanos. Now with this, let's understand a little bit weiter. It comes out from this that the Tachlis of the Keteris, the Tachlis of the Reach HaKeteris, is netto, nothing else than to be the Kabbal Panim, the Rabbeinu Shalom. How to greet, how to be miskabel by the Rabbeinu Shalom. So, U Mincha, U Ba'u Lufan. The Taishan, what does that mean? Burning the Keteris, the total, his batlis of the Keteris, that you're totally nisbatel to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That you come with the Keteris to the Rabbeinu Shalom to give him the matana, and that already, that's the Etzim greeting the Rabbeinu Shalom is through the Keteris. You might have gotten there through Karbanos, through Kabar and whatever, but the Etzim greeting with Kabul Panim of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Kilu, that's Dafka Ayyadei the Keteris. Now, in the Lashon of the Zohar, I saw brought down, Moshe Rabbeinu was called Shushvina de Malka, and Aaron HaKoyin is called Shushvina de Matronisa. And the Geder HaDvarim, Alpi Miut HaVanoseinu, from what I've seen, is that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shushvina de Malka of the Eibishter to bring me Meirid the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And Aaron is the Hepech. Aaron HaKoyin is the Shushvina de Matronisa, which is Klalius Knesset Yisrael. He's the Shushvina de Matronisa of Klal Yisrael. To what? To be Ma'ale Klal Yisrael, to be Roy, to be Mekabel Neshchina. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the Matronisa de Malka to bring down the Melech's Torah to Klal Yisrael. And Aaron HaKoyen, which stems with the Ayav Shalom, right? The Shalom, Mekarvan LaTorah, is Mekarvan, he brings them closer to Torah. That's Dafka Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu is Mekarv the Torah to them. Aaron is Mekarvan. Aaron HaKoyen is Mekarvan LaTorah. Now once we know, and that is L'chayra, why in this Keteris is something which is miyuchat Aaron. The zer zohav that you have on the mizbeach HaKeteris of Rashi is the keser kahuna. Because if the ultimate tachlis of Aaron HaKoyen and the kahuna as a whole is to be the matronisa of the shushvina, is the shushvina of the matronisa, which is the klal yisrael, that's to bring klal yisrael closer to the Eibishter. The spitz of being mekabel ponim the Eibishter is through the keteres. Everything else gets it to that point, but the se'u mincha u'bo'u lefonim is with the keteres. That's the ultimate kiyum of the tachlis of the avodah of kahuna, of Aaron HaKohen. Hence the keser kahuna, what sets him apart as the uniqueness and muram me'om of the kahuna b'chlal and Aaron HaKohen b'frat, is dafka in the Mizbeach HaKetoiris. It's dafka in this Keteiris, that's the Lefina Sipurna, the Se'u Mincha U'Bo'u Lefanav, and coming in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Similarly, we can understand why it's called the Mizbeach. It's also a carbon. If we think and get a little bit of a deeper understanding of what it means, the Se'u Mincha U'Bo'u Lefanav, what's the nature of the Mincha? The Iker Reach HaKetoiris, which is the Reach, which is Maitzechein Be'einei Rabbeinu Shel Olam, is the Reach that comes from, there's nothing, the whole Keteiris gets burnt up to zero, it's just the Reach. His total, his batlis to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that is the equivalent of the Reach HaKetoiris, which is the Yosimu Keteira Ba'apecha, which is the ultimate entry of the Hiskarvus to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam of Se'u Mincha U'Bo'u Lefanav. So Be'etzim, it's the ultimate, what's being brought on the Mizbeach HaKetoiris is Lemaisa, the ultimate Mizbeach. It's beyond all other Korbanos. It's the total Hizbatlas. The total Hizbatlas. That is the Korban that's being brought on the Mizbeach HaKetoiris, and that's why it could perhaps be called the Mizbeach HaKetoiris. We also understand with this the kesher of the neiros of the menorah and the keteres hasamim. We find a few times that the Torah puts the two together. Why is that? Because the oir of the Torah, the oir of the menorah is the oir of Torah. The oir of the menorah is the oir of Breishis, which was gonuz, the oir of gonuz, which they say is the oir of Torah, and it's gonuz in the menorah. It's Gunas in the Menorah, it's Tair, it's the Aura of Tair. The way that we can be Niskasha to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, there are no other ways and no shortcuts in how to be Niskasha to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The only way that we could possibly be Niskasha to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is through Tair. It's through Tair. So Tair signifies the ultimate way of being Niskarev to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. When one is niskarev through the aura of the menorah, shines forth, and a person takes that aura and is niskarev to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it has to come coupled with the se'u mincha u'bo'u lefanav, the zbatlus atzmis, the total being mizbatel, which is the reyach hakteres that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gets, the yasimu k'teres be'apecha. Hence, the two are really connected. And even though now we don't have the Avodas HaKetoiris, but we do have this idea, and we do have the Efsharus to be Mischaber and Mizdabek in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam through Teirasai HaKadosha. But we have to remember, even without the Keteiris, the Parsha of Keteiris, and we have the Limud of Keteiris, that through one's total is batlis, this is a mincha that you bring to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The mincha is your nefesh, that you are totally in this battle to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that's what creates a reach nichayach to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And enkel lukeinu, after the enkel, enkadineinu, and enk v'chulei, enkemashiyenu, and noide, mikelukeinu, and atahu elukeinu, the last thing that said is atahu sheiktiro aviseinu lefonecha es keteres hasamim. The tachlis is ato, he wants you to establish the kesher of who the Eibishter is, and his kesher to us, and what should it mean to us? Ato hu, that Avisena were totally in his battle, and after all kaparas karbonas and everything, they're makdir k'teres asamim, they brought themselves, his battles as themselves, to be the yasimu k'tero v'apecha, and to be mizdabek in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's our avodah to strive through our connection to Torah, through a hasmada of Torah, and through realizing that it's be'etzem ahiskarvus to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to utilize that, to grow, and to be mizdabek in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as much as we possibly can. Shabbos.